Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
So we have in the U.S., we have what they call the midterms elections. They're coming up 2 weeks from Tuesday. So we're just about 2 weeks out. And a lot of alarm bells about election security. I will be listening to all of this at CBSNews.com. But what's just the top level take on this? Is the election going to be hacked?
It is quite likely that various actors will engage in different methods, different tactics of election hacking, but that is not to discourage you from voting. You should go and vote. So when I say tactics, we look at everything from voting machine hacking, because, you know, if you go to Black Hat or DEF CON every year, there is a voter village. Yeah. And we look at how vulnerable voting machines are. And they're incredibly vulnerable. As we know, they are simply computers, and all computers can be hacked. However, I had a great talk with IBM's space rogue, Chris Thomas, who is part of Loft Heavy Industries, a hacking collective. And he had a great thought, which was, look, yes, computers can be hacked, but one of the wonderful things about the American democracy is that we are decentralized. It is not a federal system. It's a statewide system, and every state does things a little differently. And that kind of security baked into the democratic process means that we have diversity in how we vote, or at least the mechanics of the technology involved in how we vote. And that's protected us from various forms of nefarious actors meddling with the election. Right now, it seems as though the biggest threat to election security is and will remain social media. It is influence campaigns that run.
Yeah, that's not hacking per se. That's attempting to influence voters, attempting to suppress voting, a variety of things like that. And yeah, that seems to work a lot better, because you can be you can target a lot more people than trying to figure out which Diebold machine is used in Monroe County, Louisiana.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
So we have in the U.S., we have what they call the midterms elections. They're coming up 2 weeks from Tuesday. So we're just about 2 weeks out. And a lot of alarm bells about election security. I will be listening to all of this at CBSNews.com. But what's just the top level take on this? Is the election going to be hacked?
It is quite likely that various actors will engage in different methods, different tactics of election hacking, but that is not to discourage you from voting. You should go and vote. So when I say tactics, we look at everything from voting machine hacking, because, you know, if you go to Black Hat or DEF CON every year, there is a voter village. Yeah. And we look at how vulnerable voting machines are. And they're incredibly vulnerable. As we know, they are simply computers, and all computers can be hacked. However, I had a great talk with IBM's space rogue, Chris Thomas, who is part of Loft Heavy Industries, a hacking collective. And he had a great thought, which was, look, yes, computers can be hacked, but one of the wonderful things about the American democracy is that we are decentralized. It is not a federal system. It's a statewide system, and every state does things a little differently. And that kind of security baked into the democratic process means that we have diversity in how we vote, or at least the mechanics of the technology involved in how we vote. And that's protected us from various forms of nefarious actors meddling with the election. Right now, it seems as though the biggest threat to election security is and will remain social media. It is influence campaigns that run.
Yeah, that's not hacking per se. That's attempting to influence voters, attempting to suppress voting, a variety of things like that. And yeah, that seems to work a lot better, because you can be you can target a lot more people than trying to figure out which Diebold machine is used in Monroe County, Louisiana.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.